Now when I am talking these things, I was talking about a small grass, and I am also talking about some very big banyan tree or a peepal tree or a oak tree or whatever you call, some hundreds of years. But can you understand whether a grass lives or a big tree, the process of living is the same thing? Could I make you understand what I'm trying to tell you? Even the life of a bland blade grass or of a very old tree, the lifing techniques, the ability to life of plants is one and the same. Is this clear? I want the bless for that. Now I am telling you about awareness, and in the awareness I am trying to tell you something very important to you. But to make you understand it, I am trying from the plant kingdom. Now when we talk about the plant kingdom, they have their own soham. And their soham, whatever it is, we don't know, they live. And when the soham stops, the plant is gone, the tree is gone. Is this clear about the plants? Why I am telling about it is, in these plants, the tulsi is wonderful for giving pranas level of thinking. Just as your physical body, I was telling you about your pranamaya sharira. To give strength and your ability of prana, the only plant is only one, that is tulsi. That is why I was trying to tell you. That's why our rishis always used tulsis in their own house, especially probably in the somewhere behind the backyard or something, I don't know, in their house. Tulasi, Sri Lakshmi says, is giving strength. That is wrong. It gives life, prana. Strength is something physical. We have now to learn about prana. You just don't know about prana, and you also know that in a coma, there are maybe 30 or 50 years in coma. They don't have any strength, but they have the prana. So we have to be very clear about prana. That's why I'm giving you these examples. And for that, tulsi gives prana, and that is only for Sri Lakshmi, because others are not saying it. So for them, tulsa does not give prana. Remember it. It is only for Sri Lakshmi Atluri. You are hearing it. Okay. If you understand really this, what should happen? Everyone must start immediately a tulsi in them. And if you are really interested in your relatives, if you really live it, you see that every relatives are already having tulsi already, let them use it. If not, they should get it and put it. If not, all these classes have no meaning. That's why I am also thinking that's enough. I think stop all these classes. Because when you do it, what is the use of... Anyway, let us not worry about all these things, what happens in its own way. So what I am trying about is, the planting kingdom has got its own prana. The prana is the same for all the plant kingdom. Just as we have oxygen to live in human beings, whatever may be their life, wherever they are, It is oxygen which gives life for all human beings. Similarly, the plants take carbon dioxide to live. And this link, the cycle is so important that we remove the carbon dioxide which is dangerous for us, and the planets live on carbon dioxide, and therefore there is a balance of life of plants on one side and humans on another side. The balance must be there, and wherever this balance is now gone because of the trees, just as humans need oxygen to live and plants use the carbon dioxide for the humans to live, there is a balance between these two. Okay, now you got the importance of it? Again, the only over oxygen to balance the humans to get is from Tulsi. And if any one of us want to live correctly for oxygen, I am not talking about any spiritual thing in it. I am simple. Your entire life depends on Tulsi living in your house. Put it. That is what I am going to tell you. And however, I will tell, I know that nobody is going to put their own tulsis in it because they don't want to live properly. Well, for such people I can't do, but if they want to live, they should know tulsi immediately. Very clear, it is something scientific thinking for your life. It has nothing spiritual in it. And there is no need whether he belongs to some other country or in any other spiritual processes. If they have to put tulsi to get oxygen, that's all. If you know it, in what way their religion is linked in getting tulsi in their own way, they have to use it. Tulsi, there is no other plant to give you the real oxygen for you. That's why I'm putting it on it. Okay, anyway, I'm thinking something about it, but because this has come, I'm talking about tulsi and using it. And those who are hearing it, if you are really interested in your relations, tell them, force them, what is good for our relatives and friends, you can force it also. So anyway, and now, as you jump into the planting life because of carbon dioxide, for them, from us, the animals go the reverse. When I say animals, I mean literal animals, and human is also an animal. Be angry with it, I am not saying it.
Man is a social animal.
Now, the most important thing is the link between animals and plants. That is why I told you about tulsi, and I asked all of you to start it to many, many people. And now I am coming back to the most important thing about karma. And now, the most important thing, what I am telling about human beings, is they are now animals, they have to divide. That is, that change of animals, they become divine, is based on karma. And now, when I am talking about karma, you should know one very important thing, what Vivekananda has said, which has been again developed by Sri Aurobindo. and then of course Param Pujya Gurudev. In 9 days you can become divine. And when I am saying this, literally 9 into 24 hours. 9 days technique will make you divine. For that I am going to tell you the basic of karma. Now, the synthesis of yoga by Sri Aurobindo, page 6, line 22. Yoga, as Swami Vivekananda has said, may be regarded as a means of compressing one's evolution into a single life or a few years or even a few months of bodily existence. That is exactly what I am trying to tell. So, let us not think about few years or few months. We are thinking about this life. In this life, before we leave this physical body, you become divine. For this, you have to know about karma. That is exactly what I am going to start the class. Ready for those who are ready for it? Karma? Say capital K, that is enough. Understand, there are 3 levels of karma. One is known as Sanchita, your reservoir. I don't know from how many lives there is that Sanchita, the reservoir. In this life, Sanchita, in the previous of many lives together, it is Sanchita. Don't say about which life. And now about it, I am reading in books and many things, and probably some 6-year-old man, even Dalai Lama has gone to talk about some previous births. To hell with it. That is not important. Not at all important about your past lives. You don't know how much you have read about your medicine. It's not important. What is important is you should know the medicine. Am I clear about that? So to hell with all these past births about some being that and knowing this, that in previous births he was that, to hell with him. It is not his lives which were important in his past lives. But it is what you have learned and using it now about your past lives which is important. That is important. So never ask about your past lives. There is no meaning about it. Where have you did medicine, whether in Oxford University or in some Moscow University or in some Indian university, it doesn't matter. To hell, where did you live and learn your medicine? In which college is not important. What is important is you have learned medicine. So that is the first thing about, we are talking about karma. Be always remember, we are not at all interested in your past births, whether you are very great or if you are something ordinary. That is the first thing which we have to learn. Then what is important? The Sanchita, the reservoir of knowledge of karma, that is important. It doesn't matter where you have learned it in your past births or 100 years back or just in this life itself. It doesn't matter. That is the first thing when you are a very great man talking about your past births and this and that. Never try to learn it. You are wasting your time. It is not important in which birth you have done these things. The thing is, what you have learned in your lives, that Sanchita, what you have is important. It is there. It is there to all of us. Each man has got his own reservoir, his Sanchita. And now, in this particular physical body, say about 80 or 100 years, we have Prarabdha. And now what is prarabdha? Prarabdha means that in this physical body, what you have to do in this breath to death. Your prana is there, your breath is there, but we have never thinking about any prarabdha. You read about something, whatever life you are doing in your physical life. Do you know that you are never doing about karma there? And then you have to learn about your prarabdha. And after knowing it, you should have to finish off your prarabdha. That doesn't mean that you are living in what we say, erasing it. When you read your medicine in your classes for 5 years or so and you come back, now are you going to erase it or you have to develop it? That is what is important. So the first thing you have to learn about prarabdha is to evolve. That is what Swami Vivekananda has said. A compressing of one's evolution. Compressing of one's life. One's evolution. The evolution is the correct word which we have to live in this life to evolve. And when you do it, what he says is, the existence of the bodily existence is ready and free for the divine life of action. That is the real meaning of prarabdha. Am I very clear? Those of you who understood about this, you put P-R-E-A, pra. Right. Now this prarabdha, you understand, is what you are trying to do to learn some evolution of existence. How? The best technique is either you can learn it step by step and do it, or if you know what a science says and just use it. If you know the Dalton theory, you know it. You know the Einstein's law, you use it. Again you start, we don't know how many years you have learned to let that particular law. Are you going to do all those years again, or you just directly use the law? Similarly, in the prarabdha, when you use the movies, pictures, you can very easily learn the prarabdha. And when you see the movies, naturally, your prarabdha can be compressed in one's life bodily existence. If you know the movies to use as prarabdha. That is the importance of movies or in TV, especially what nowadays I am going on is Mughal Rekulu. But you have to use it. Just knowing it and giving some lectures has no meaning. You have to use it. So how to use movies to develop the prarabdha so that the compressing of one's evolution into a single life of bodily existence can be done is what I am going to tell you now. Is it clear? I am waiting for what we say again, K. Let it be karma. K is enough. Okay. Now, the most important thing about the karma is, first of all, you should know individually your own evolution. Your evolution is different when different to others. Of that we have to learn first. Somebody is medicine, somebody is physics, somebody is chemistry. All are learning their own karma. Similarly, the first thing what we have to learn about all these evolutions is to understand exactly your own understanding again. Sanchita, you understand what you have learned in your previous classes? Never, never, never what you are seeing in all these newspapers. Don't worry about your physical past life. That is not at all important. What is important is what you have learned. And now, what should you learn? For this, the most best example of evolutionary development, very, very fast way, is again the life of Sri Krishna. When you see the life of Sri Krishna, you exactly know how your own evolution in one single life, you are going to the divine, is possible. That is why Sri Krishna himself tells himself that he is Jagat Guru, the Lord of the entire universe. Now, when I am talking about these leelas, we are not interested in Sri Krishna Paramahamsa's, or not Sri Ramakrishna, Jagat Guru. We are not interested in his words or what he does. You have to use his leelas to develop yourself. To hell with Sri Krishna, we don't know how 5,000 years are back. What is the use of thinking about him? But his leelas, well, it will tell you the technique of evolution. So the entire leela, you should first know what it is. Generally, we are so idiots, and when I am saying idiots, I am really telling myself in those idiots. You are never interested about leela. Leela means a play. But do you know, if you play, it has got its own laws, rules, and the technique of using it. That is most important. Can you understand any play, any leela, without a rule of regulations for it? Can you understand? When you practice something, that's something else. But the moment you go into the leela, into the game, you have to understand that you should know the laws very clearly and use it. If not, the game itself has no meaning. Am I clear about it? Shivachandana, that no means for what? You are not able to know it, or I am not able to tell? I am waiting for Shivachandana's no. There is no game without a yes. That's right. You are right. And now, in our own lives, from the day of birth to death, do you know what are the laws of your own game? Very clear. Now I am asking that you should learn about it. There is a group of laws with which you have to live. Now, what are the laws? The first most important thing, again, when you want the laws of the games, there is only one Jagat Guru in the world, Sri Krishna. If you understand it, you will know all the laws of living. Every law of living is there in Sri Krishna.
lives.
He lived according to those laws, he has become Jagadguru. And if you know the laws which Sri Krishna has used, you also will be a Jagadguru. And now when I say this, many people think, how can I become a Jagadguru? Again, the foolishness. A student learns from a doctor and becomes a doctor. A physicist from the teacher of a physicist becomes a physicist. Then if you understand from Jagadguru the laws of life, well, you will become Jagadguru. As simple as that. That is the most thing which we have gone completely left about it. We always think that only the Guru knows everything and we have to just be. No, no, all of you must become Gurus. And when I say Guru, what I am telling about? Guru Brahma, Guru Vishnu, Guru Deva, Guru Maheshwara. We have to, these three games of law, that of creation, the laws and game of protection, and of course, the end of the game, Maheshwara. And again, when I say Maheshwara, you have to have a very, very, very clear definition of Ishwara. First you know what is Ishwara, and then you know Maheshwara. Guru Brahma, Guru Vishnu, Guru Devo, Maheshwara. In our brains, we always think that when we think about Ishwara, the Shiva, he always kills people. Am I clear about that? Whenever we think about Shiva, we always think that he is going to kill us. But that is exactly what you learn when you something learn in the classes. You die in the first class and go to the second class. You kill your high school, you go to the intermediate. You die for the intermediates and go to degrees. When you go to the degrees and go to the postgraduate, and after that, well, you go to your level life. So there is nothing dying there. It is going to higher and higher and higher levels of consciousness. If you can understand it, then you know the all laws of giving in life, the laws of gaming in human life. All the laws of Sri Krishna give the life of living. And do you remember how it starts with it? You have to understand what he has given. His first death itself, he was born in a prison. But the moment he is in prison, what happens? His father, his mother, and whoever rakshas are there as a protection there, either go unconscious or they can go into the freedom. Am I clear about this incident? Say yes for it. You are understanding what I am trying to tell you? That is, the first law of game is, first free from your prisons. And when I tell it that you are really in a prison, nobody understands it, but it is a fact. Because when I tell their own name, they tell, I myself tell it. Why about others? My name is Sri Ramakrishna. Who told me that name? I don't know that name. My parents has given that name. And I'm going by that name. I don't know what is my real name is. Okay. What about my mothers? They have their own names. Who has given it? Their mothers. Go back like that. In the end, what does it understand? You just don't have any name of yourself. All of us have
a chronology, timing of our so many families. But to hell with that, all these names are your, what we call, wrong names. Nobody knows the real name of any of us in all the Gotras. Am I clear about it? I don't know, my language probably it is slipping. You just say double S so that you are understanding what I am telling. You have a lot of names, and we tell about so many Gotras, but if you can understand the reality of it, are we not idiots, fools, that none of us in our chronology, in our family, we don't know from how many lives we are getting it, none knows their name. Somebody has given their name and they are using it. But what are they? That is the first Leela of Sri Krishna. Even when he is going to born, he said that I am not interested about these fathers who are in the prison. I am what I am. And are you all understand that this is the same thing to all of us? Maybe you are born to X and Y, and they have their names, which they have given their names. But can you be free of that shackles of prison and come out of it? And that is the real question. The answer, I don't know how I am to tell it, but probably I am giving another question. All this, how do we understand our true self? This question, is it Shivachandana's or the Shivachandana given to the name to your father and mother? I don't know if I could understand the question. Those who are asking this question, Shivachandana or Sri Lakshmi, or those who are in my class are asking their names. Okay. I don't know. That name has given to someone, has given you, because you don't know what you are. And if that, what we call, Mohammed Bitkulta, Mohaniki, mask. The what you are now asking is, we are talking about masks. How do you know? How can you tell you about mask? You have put your mask. Then what can you do? You remove the mask. And that is exactly what Ramana Maharshi said. That is exactly what Ramana Maharshi was telling. He is not talking about any spiritualism or this and that. He simply means know yourself. Who am I? How can I tell me? I can tell me about me. If I know it, I don't know. I have my own mask. But we are all talking with all these masks and talking about it. But I think the most thing which he wanted, like a novel about all being about the masks. And you remember, when you talk about the mask, that is exactly what happens when Sri Krishna came, the prison is gone. He never told anything about their fathers and mothers, physical. He said, no, I don't want you. You be in that mask. They be in the Kamsa's jail, and we are in our own jails. Don't worry about Sri Krishna. To hell with him. We have to understand about our life. Be frank, free about your mask. How can you do it? As simple as that. Remove your mask. As simple as that. How to do it? Do you know where is your mask? Your physical body itself is a mask. And you want to talk being in the physical body, and you want to be the mask, how can you do it? You have to leave the physical body. And how? That is the exact technique which you can understand is from Ramana Maharshi. None else gives very clearly to breathe and free from mask. At least I could understand what you have to do and learn. Those you put it, put Ramana. I don't want us to understand. Put Ramana if you understand it. That is the first step. And now when we are talking about Ramana Maharshi or what exactly Sri Krishna told in his prison is one and the same thing. Be free of that. Free from the shackles of your physical body. For that what you have to do? I can't do, any guru can do. You have to shackle yourself. Technique? Well, if you are interested, you can use Ramana, Ramana. But there is the only method which you can do is these lay of Kali Yuga in these days, Ramana is the best method to be free from your shackles. This is the first Leela. And when I say Leela, we are so idiots that again we say it is just a game. I am not interested about the game. I am talking about the laws of the game. Am I clear? That is the first step in karma. I am talking about prarabdha karma. Got the first point? Okay. Somehow you are free from the mask, then naturally you can't be in the prison. You have to go somewhere else. And when you go, and you want to go free from this freedom of prison, the most important thing is you have to use the Yamuna. That is exactly what Sri Krishna tells you. I think Yamuna, we can go for Madhura, I think. The best way, Yamuna is there. Let us go again to Madhura and learn. Those who are hearing this class, I think the best thing is let us go to Yamuna. There is nothing there in Yamuna. The real Yamuna is your own pranamaya shariras, a particular river in you. Am I telling you about what? About the Pingala. Pingala, what is it? Ida? Pingala. Pingala. Pingala is the Yamuna. All of you got it? Yamuna means in your own body, in the astral or pranayagasha, the Yamuna. The Pingala is. Got it? All of you got what Pingala is? And now when from the freedom Sri Krishna go to Yamuna, what does it mean? You have to go into your Pingala. And now when you go into that Pingala, what will happen? The first thing that happens is your mother is gone. The Devaka is no more there. You have to go to what is that mother there? Yashoda. You understood Yashoda? When you use and cross through Pingala, you will go to Yashoda. Put Yashoda, all of you. And now that is where I am going to the class today. Yashoda, do you know his mother is Krishna? Could you understand what the real Yashoda is? Do you know what Yasho means? Fame. So if you know how to use the Pingala, what should you become? You should become Yashoda.
one who names famous. You just don't know anything about the real spiritual names. Yashoda means what? You should get name. And that is exactly what Krishna could do it. He get very great fame because of Yashoda. Not from Devaki. And now I know that you are all going to great Yashoda and get fame and this and that. And naturally you don't want to real me lecture now because you only want fame. And if you want to fame, why should I stop you? Okay, you go with your Yashoda and I'm going to my Yashoda, Jai Gurudev.
Wow.
If you do this, you'll get fame. It is exactly PPG. Parampuja Gurudev also is saying the same thing in his last lecture. So, you get your Yashoda. I am not at all interested of Sri Krishna's Yashoda. What will you do with that body? It is 5,000 years back. What will you do for me? But Yashoda, you get your own. Jai Gurudev, I am closing. Jai Gurudev. Any questions? If not for today, I have already given you the first step of karma. Break your prisons. Go ahead for fame. Jai Gurudev. And now what I am trying is, we as human beings are animals. Ahara nidra bhayamaidhunanja. We are animal like that. But if you know the dharma, the rules of game, well, we become divine. But the first thing is, leave the physical body. I'm not saying you break your physical body. But suppose you are in the class, are you using your physical body or the mental body in the class? In the class, in your physical school classes or in the college, is it the body that is being utilized or the mind we are utilizing? Put mind, if you understand. What is it?
Mental.
Very good. I am not mental. Okay, it's okay. It has double meaning for me, being mental. Okay. No, sorry there. It is. No, sorry for it. And now, what you are trying me is, when you are in the physical body, you are just like Vasudeva and Devaki in a prison. But their own son immediately comes out of their prison. So when you want to learn something in the mind or something there, naturally you cannot use your physical body. I'm not saying about leave your physical body and do it. You just don't your physical body and go into the mind and learn the classes. Am I clear? Got it. And now, when you sit these classes, you are free from the prisons of your physical body, then you should, so many things which you can do with your mind. But what the physical body, when you go out of the physical body, you should only think about Yashoda. Don't think which is not good or anything. Do something which gives you famous. That is Yashoda. But for that, the only technique is you have to